Chapter 5, because I love shopping. 2016 wasn't all bad. Most of it was spent shopping. My girlfriend didn't exist yet. I love shopping and being near shops. Shops are the hallmark of civil society, and they just make me feel warm inside. Napoleon once derived Britain as a nation of shopkeepers, but that's exactly what makes Britain such a great place to live. I'm not frivolously materialistic, in that I don't feel the need to fill my home with random junk. Quite the contrary. I was cycling one day at 15 in a foggy mist of pure silence with a clarity of mind that I've seldom replicated since, and a thought occurred to me on that day. I want to be nothing. I want to simply exist, drifting through time and space. I told myself then that I do not want to strive for the six-figure salary, the big house, the big car, the not-so-big wife. I just want to think freely and expand my intellect forever. I've always lived a largely utilitarian life, buying what I need for surviving or for learning, computers for programming and other creative works, pens and pencils for drawing, books for reading. Shopping is wonderful. Nothing brings me more joy than bringing home a shiny new toy to play with. I love shopping in a utilitarian way. I enjoy the planning, the routine, and the comfort that comes with knowing exactly what I wish to buy. I've usually been quite deliberate with my choices. Suddenly thrust into adulthood and living on my own for the first time, I was shopping daily. Food shopping was my favourite, as I felt the freedom of purchasing whatever food I wanted and cooking it. Not to perfection, because I was still a terrible cook. Cooking skills would come later. I'd enjoy seeing the same person each day as I checked out my items. I enjoyed the self-checkouts, but I usually avoided the self-checkout because I enjoyed seeing other human beings. Yeah, there was a cashier, for example, at my local supermarket who appeared to be a trans man, and he often smiled at me. I enjoyed his presence. I regularly dined at restaurants. There was one place in particular that I ate at daily, often to eat full English breakfast with tea. Yeah, because at 24 years old, you can eat bacon daily and nothing will ever happen to you. The chef would smile at me and engage me in conversation as he cooks my meal, usually the same meal, and the smiling waitress would occasionally humour me as well. I ate at every single restaurant in town. There were two fish and chip shops, one KFC, McDonald's, and one very nice Portuguese restaurant. There was an Indian restaurant, several breakfast bars, and all sorts, plus takeaway shops. I sampled all of them, absolutely all of them. My brother was working with me at the time from about summer onwards, and I would often buy things for him. For example, he was having a cigarette in my garden once. He sat on an empty plant pot that he'd placed upside down. One day, the pot broke, and I excitedly rushed to a hardware shop to buy him a stool. I also bought a pair of scissors. Then I would sit with him and humour him, or he would humour me, from his plastic stool. The stool was black, folding outwards, and it had a bright red stripe pattern. I bought a new bicycle that same day, and I rode around it for an entire evening. More drunk people would sing, "I want to ride my bicycle," as I passed. The same hardware shop, that same hardware shop was its own adventure. It sold books, furniture, CDs, stationery, engine parts, all sorts, general tats and all that. There was a hidden sweets section in the back as well, and I'd often go there just to buy sweets. The woman at the front of the shop actually said once, "Oh, you found this sweets, have you?" There was a corner shop run by a friendly Indian couple from whom I would regularly purchase wine, crisps, chocolates and cigarettes, the venerable British off-license. I enjoyed my new internet connection, which I'd paid for myself. I had a very low-budget VDSL service with Zen Internet, a really good internet service provider who gave me a 27 megabit per second download speed and a 7 megabit per second upload speed. First thing I did with it was torrent a good film. When a friend visited from abroad, she wanted soldering gear, which I had, but we walked to a local shop to buy a solder and flux, and this pleased me enormously. We never ended up using it, but I enjoyed the owner of that shop, and his assistant used to teach at my school. It was a general electronics shop. Paying for cinema tickets was a ritual all of its own, and I reveled in the freedom of eating as many hot dogs as I wished while watching Mr. Spock make a complete arse of Kirk in a then-new Star Trek film with my foreign friend at a local cinema that I'd been visiting since I was a child. We had fish and chips that day afterwards, and the chips were quite undercooked. We also had ice cream at the beach. My mother insisted that I own a mobile phone. Now, until 2016, I'd never used one except for playing Snake 2, the best video game ever made, to wake me, or I just use it to wake me up. My mum wanted to call me every day, so I made it my mission. I knew exactly where to purchase one, at a shop several towns over. I made an entire afternoon of it, and cycling for an hour to buy the cheapest, most low-spec Android device that I could find. Android 4.0. My mother could now distract me daily. I loved my washing machine. I loved my washing machine, which I picked out myself. It was raining that day. I was still in guy mode just after moving. I needed it quick, so I cycled with my raincoat that I'd also bought that same week and picked the cheapest one they had. They delivered it next day, and I felt such great pride watching them as they connected the pipes. Turning it on to wash my clothes was like discovering fire, and I'd sometimes wash my clothes twice just to watch it spin again. I enjoyed sitting at the beach, on the benches of course, because I hated the sand. I would admire the sea, the petrochemical plant, the various industrial ships that passed, the various other things as I ate my ice cream. I would also cycle there on quieter days, as the beach had an excellent footpath. I'd always loved the library, but now I would make the most of it. It was near all of the shops, so I'd often go there on the way home. I enjoy browsing, and I'd bring home a new adventure each night to flick through. I've always loved reading, ever since I was a child. As much as it pains me to admit, I love going to the dentist. I feel complete whenever I leave, having paid extra for the full teeth clean. Paying extra just made me feel special, like I had all the power. At one point, I needed a root canal, because I had I'd split a tooth on something hard. Not fun, but I wore my new crown with pride. I enjoyed burning CDs and CDRs that I'd purchased from that same general shop, the one with the hidden sweets, negating any benefit of having visited my dentist. My brother would bring his Libreroot ThinkPad with him to work that I'd purchased for him, and he would load up Dragon Ball on it. We watched it on my crappy 27 megabit per second VDSL while banging out even more ThinkPads for customers. Turtle Hermit training is no laughing matter. I enjoyed purchasing reels of Ethernet cable to crimp as I wired up my entire home. I built a crappy data center with my 7 megabit per second upload speed. The Libreboot project even ran on it. I ran several servers. I loved the shabby little hut where I purchased electrical extension cables and outlets. I also purchased screwdrivers and other such items. The keymaker, who also buffed up my shoes, was quite nice. Yes, he also did shoes. And a new set of keys definitely made my day. The stiffness of a newly cut set of keys just made me so giddy. Clothes shopping was something I especially adored, especially as I gained the confidence to purchase clothes myself as Leah. I very much enjoyed trying them on, sometimes walking home with what I'd tried on. Every new skirt was a new Leah, usually purchased from Primark. I enjoyed the townspeople commenting on my dress, both good and bad. I found that most people were happy, haters few and far between. Several old school friends would smile at me as they saw me in full dress, makeup and all. Even someone who I thought would be the most hostile watched me with great interest as he drank in a beer garden. I was stopped on my bicycle waiting for the traffic to move, and I noticed him notice me. I added him and several old school friends on Facebook, even ones that I'd played computer games with as a child. I enjoyed it when men suddenly started staring at me all the time. My mother once received a phone call from a friend who asked if she had a daughter that she'd never told her about. They were complimenting my dress. These were the overly flamboyant clothes that I'd picked out for myself, and I wore them with pride. This was during my pink phase as a trans person. Several of the women also gave me tips. I even once purchased a wig, despite the fact that I have a full head of hair. I just liked the wig. Yes, I am a filthy capitalist whore. I liked shopping because it distracted me from everything else. I enjoyed the control it gave me, and I liked having a material life that felt like mine. The way I wanted to set up my home to live my life was under my control. I couldn't control the world or people quite as much, nor did I want to, but I could control shopping. That's what shopping meant to me, control.